On this episode of Still Loading, congratulations, this story is happy end. Thank you. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to the newest episode of Still Loading. I know I tweeted out slightly earlier today that I might not have been able to post this, but I'm actually feeling a lot better than I thought. I'm still a little bit under the weather, so if I sound congested at all, or if I'm a little loopy, please excuse it. But on today's episode, I am covering Ghosts and Goblins for the NES. This is one of those classic Capcom games that was released for the system, and it's widely considered one of Capcom's best ports from one of its arcade games. I'm here to tell you, though, that this game is a load of fucking bullshit. That's what it is. This game is so relentlessly difficult, and I'm sure for those of you who, you know, follow retro gaming or anything like that, you already know, but for those who don't, this game is just a load of horseshit. Now, I will say this. It is at least... It's fair in the sense that it's one level of horseshit, and it stays consistent the entire time. But where it's also unfair is that it's relentlessly difficult. Unfairly difficult. I did try it out just like every game I try, or every game I play, and I won't lie, it was pretty... I couldn't beat the first level. But yeah, so let's go into it. So the storyline pretty much revolves around you playing as Knight Arthur, who is trying to rescue his girlfriend or wife, or basically a princess, right? So you move Knight Arthur, you play as Knight Arthur. Let me see if the thing even tells you, because I believe it probably... Wait, does it say it in the back? The beautiful princess is kidnapped. Her lover, the knight, in shining armor, armed with 5 different weapons to fight the enemy, sets out to rescue the beautiful princess. The knight, aided by your skill, must pass through 7 different guarded gates, fighting and destroying demons, dragons, giants, and zombies. There are hidden characters, too. Some friends, but some foes. Ghosts and Goblins is exciting, challenging, and the knight... Ghosts and Goblins is exciting, challenging you and the knight to rescue the princess amid great danger, escaping Hades land of the enemies. Ghosts and Goblins is exciting, challenging you and the knight to rescue the princess amid great danger, escaping Hades land of the enemies. My grammar's first off horrible, so I'm not even going to pretend like I'm good with it, but I'm going to tweet out this sentence later on and tell me if any of you guys can make sense of this, because like I said, my grammar's horrible, I'm not the best writer, it's a lot of times in case you see any grammatical errors in anything that I write or say, that's why. But this box art, the back of this box just doesn't make any damn sense. It's confusing as shit. Anyway, so let's go into, the box art though. It pretty much has a picture of the princess being held by Hades or the devil or whomever. And it has a picture of you, the knight, and you are holding a spear of some sort, like a javelin or like a lance, that kind of thing. And then there's like serpents and zombies and like little goblin looking things and demons, and it's a pretty interesting box art. I kind of actually like it. Worked out surprisingly well that this game is right in time for, you know, the month of October, Halloween, spooks and all that. So it works out really well that Ghosts and Goblins is my first game of October. And wait till you see what next week's is. But I digress. Is that right? Whatever. It's a really... The gameplay is, like I said before, is very tough. You can only take 2 hits, but unlike Mario... Mario's essentially... Think of Mario similarly. Like, you can really only take 2 hits in Mario before you die. The difference is Mario gives you tons of ways to get back that extra hit, that temporary buffer, you know? This, the only way you can do it is by completing the level. And like I said before, the levels are stupid hard. So I just finished watching a playthrough of it, and this is one of those infamous games where this game is infamous for you go through the 7 excruciating difficult levels only for them to tell you, hey, all that was just a dream. You have to go back and do all of that over again. And so you're like, great, here I go again to do the same bullshit I just did through the last 7 levels. I'm not going to lie, the gameplay wasn't my favorite. It's better than some of the other ones I've played, like Dirty Harry was... This is much better than Dirty Harry. This is much better than some... And like, what was the other one that was really bad? Archon from before, the battle chess thing. This is better than that by far, but you're not really comparing it to much. Overall, the gameplay is just kind of... It's too difficult. Like, it starts off way, way too difficult, and it doesn't let up. I mean, to be fair, that is where the idea of Nintendo hard came from. But, you know, I've played other games on the NES, and I haven't had this much trouble with it. Like, I'll go through Double Dragon 1 and 2, and just, you know, even though I'm horrible at old-school games, I love them, but I'm horrible at them, I can get pretty far in Double Dragon, because even though they're, later on, they get really tough, they're still fair. Same thing with Mario, same thing with Mega Man, same thing with, what was one of the other ones we did before, like Cybernoid or Abaddox and stuff like that. Like, they're tough games, but they were fair games. This is not fair, not even in the slightest. The graphics are kind of ugly. For the NES, they're not horrible, but they're too muddy, if that makes sense. The colors, there's no clear outlines, and the colors are bright and vivid, which is really cool. I like that in an NES game, but there's no solid outlines, so everything just kind of gets muddied together, and the colors are too close to each other, so you, like, it's not hard, you don't lose your character, but it's not visually appealing. So I would say the graphics are not necessarily its strong suit. I did find it especially weird. This is kind of off topic for that, but I did find it really weird that when I went to look at the manual, right, it has had a picture of Captain Commando. And like I said before on some of these earlier episodes, I grew up in the 90s. I did not grow up in the 80s. So while I love old video games and things like that, my first console was an N64, so I didn't get to experience all of this. So I never knew who Captain Commando was, and I still don't. So I'm going to be doing some research on that afterwards. But I did find it really strange that on the Ghosts and Goblins instruction manual, that it just had a picture of this anime-looking guy with laser blasters in his hands, and it has 2 gold chains, both with the C metal around it, like for Captain Commando, but why not just one with 2 Cs? But why does he need 2 gold chains with 2? This is ridiculous. I'm going to tweet this out, too. So, overall, the game is not the strongest. I definitely suggest... I shouldn't say that. The game is overall pretty strong, but the problem is that it's too tough. For those who just want, like, a fun playthrough, you're not going to find this that fun. It's a slog. You have to grind it out. I will say this, though, you do learn really quickly, like, since it's not random every time. You're going to be able to memorize. A problem with this game is that it's a consistent, what's the word I'm looking for? It's, you know, just memorization. You have to memorize where all the enemies spawn and appear. Now, there is some randomization to it. Like, enemies will randomly pop out within a certain section, but you'll know where that section is, and they're easy to counter. But that's honestly it. And the playthrough I watched, the guy killed it. He went through practically without dying. It was crazy. He beat the first round in 10 minutes, and just to make you mad, they're like, hey, that was all a dream. Go play all those levels again. And at the very end of the playthrough, that's where you heard the intro to this episode. The congratulations, this story is happy end. Thank you. Some beautiful spelling there, some beautiful translation done by our done by that solid Capcom translation team from 86. But yeah, I as a kid, I could imagine being a little pissed off playing through it once, like, you know, spending hours and hours only to say, like, hey, you have to replay this. So you do it all over again, and only then do you get a screen with filled with typos, and that's it. Congratulations, you saved the princess, but not even that. Congratulation. It's a good translation. I can't speak this morning, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm still getting over being sick. My energy's back today, which is awesome. I don't think I would have been able to record this yesterday. So this is going to be interesting trying to throw this all together literally a couple hours before I normally release. So hopefully this doesn't turn out as bad as I'm thinking it will. But like I said, I didn't have a whole lot of options. I was sick all week. Yeah, so that's honestly about all I had to say for the game. The music's all right. The graphics, okay. Gameplay's okay. My real issue with it is just it's too difficult. You're not going to have a fun time trying to, like, constantly. It's not a fun challenge, I should say. Mega Man is a fun challenge. Mario is a fun challenge. Ghosts and Goblins is like a shove your head through a wall challenge. Yeah, so that's about it. That's about all I got. Thank you all for listening. This is a kind of a bit shorter than I wanted it to be, but I will see what I can do for next episode. I see if I can get someone else, get a co-host on or something, just to kind of switch it up a little bit more. If you guys want to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at StillLoadingPod, please rate, review, and subscribe the show. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the show. You can also catch a little bit of voice work I did over on the Apex and the Abyss podcast. For those who like true crime podcasts, definitely check it out. It's one of my favorites. It's a good friend of mine is the host of it, and she asked me to contribute some voice work for it. I believe it was on the episode, her most recent episode, The Zodiac. It was on The Zodiac, and I do the voice of, well, there's a bunch of us who helped out with it, and I'm one of the many people who did the voice of the Zodiac. So go ahead and give that a listen. It's an awesome episode. And yeah, that's about it. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.